Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Well, yesterday was a quote-unquote special day in some ways again. And I am pretty sure you know what I'm referring to. It was the first full day of spring equinox, March 20th, 2019. How does that make you feel? I was feeling things, experiencing things, reading things, hearing how this is all affecting you. See, just because the date says something, does the weather play along? So many people think that winter is over. Guess again. This late season, we might see winter past Easter. Yet, my peach tree is pushing beautiful pink blossoms. As is my lemon tree, lots of white flowers with a little bit of yellow in it. And my avocado tree has so much new growth that will change towards its specific flowers to start creating yummy avocados, if indeed it's cross-pollinated. It was just raining this morning, not heavily, yet still, it's wet outside. It's snowing today in the mountains, not much, yet still enough to cause trouble on the road when not prepared. So those are things in spring, when we know it's spring, sometimes we just switch our gear in thinking, our mode of operandi, the way we want to move forward, and don't take into consideration what's still out there. How do you feel with these changes, spring or summertime, wintertime, having to adjust your mind and body? Are the USA the only country changing the time twice a year, messing up our circadian rhythm, our mood, our health, or lack thereof? I know that Switzerland does not change to summertime, so now I have an 8-hour difference instead of a 9-hour difference to call my family over there. It changes. I have to think hard not to call at the wrong time. So it's just kind of, man, you got to switch twice a year. When can I call mom, who's going to be 89? When can I call my siblings or my nieces and nephews? And I just go, this makes it difficult. Just by us changing twice, and we don't really gain anything. Because I looked at my bills. I'm talking about utility bills, electric, heat, all that stuff. And we're not gaining. Actually, it's more expensive by switching all the time. Getting up earlier when it's still dark and cold outside, you have to turn the heater on. At night, because we get up earlier, it gets dark faster. So we need more light and heat at night. So what's there to be gained? All the people who were thinking about, we're going to have major benefits from this, actually don't see it. Do you actually prepare at least a month before the time switches? Do you think about it? So you start changing your patterns, like either going to bed 15 minutes later for the winter time, or getting up 15 minutes earlier per week to get your body adjusted. Well, honestly, I am not the best example in that one because I am so busy, so happy with what I'm doing, so passionate about what I'm doing that I don't pay attention to those things. And I should, but I don't. Is that you? Or do you prepare? So I usually get ransacked the next day with the new time frame. I mean, sleeping in an hour is no big deal. However, getting up an hour earlier is a huge deal. And so that's why I'm saying it's kind of interesting. I know that the USA is definitely the only country that I'm fully aware of that does both. Not even every state in the US does it. Some states don't. Some states do only one and not the other. And some states don't change anything whatsoever. They keep going the whole year the same way. Well, I think that's the best way to go, because then you don't mess up your body so badly. So I'm saying, actually, how is it affecting you? Do you feel any changes? Do you feel groggy? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel moody? Or are you totally energized and ready to go? Just because you know you have an extra hour, quote unquote, in the day, or because it's getting light earlier soon, because we're getting towards summertime. What do you think, knowing it's springtime now, yet we might still have snow till after East 21st? Wow, another 4 months. Excuse me. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that up to stimulate your brain a little bit to see what is best for you. How can you prepare? How can you be mentally and physically always be prepared for those to make the best out of every situation, no matter what it is? I'm pretty sure that you are aware that our mindset is so strong and important. It helps us to control what we think and do and keep positive. If you need any guidance in improving your mindset, you may definitely get in touch with me, because that's what I'm doing, working with people on improving their mindset to a more positive one. And then through that, we can change some other things, some other habits that were not the best, and transfer them over into habits of health. And that is something that really gives me tremendous pleasure, joy, and appreciation for the ones who allow me to journey with them and help their lives improve. I have also looked at a couple of poems for spring and some information that I found, and I go, wow, this is pretty cool. So one quote I'm going to read to you right now is, the official start of spring was yesterday, actually March 20th, as the vernal equinox marks the start of the astrological season. This equinox essentially means that the equator is the closest part of the Earth to the sun, and in theory, we should get exactly 12 hours of sunlight, although that does not always, or doesn't always, materialize due to the way we see the sun being slightly affected by the Earth's atmosphere. Either way, it's a perfect time for good old spring clean and to start looking forward to the weather getting a bit warmer, even though it's not looking like that will happen anytime soon. Spring is certainly a time for rejuvenation, as you'll notice from the beautiful words written about the season. Let's take a look at some of the quotes and poems to get you in the mood for the freshest time of the year. Robin Williams quotes, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. Mark Twain quotes, in the spring, I have counted 136 different kinds of weather inside of 24 hours. Wow. He says, in the spring, at the end of the day, you should smell like dirt. Margaret Atwood. The promise of spring's arrival is enough to get anyone through the bitter winter, Jen Selinsky. And on and on and on. There are so many. And I actually did put that link in for a free gift for you to look at it and just pull out what's most important to you. Charles Dickens says, nature gives to every time and season some beauties of its own. Wow, despite the forecast, life likes its spring. or live like it's spring, Lily Pulitzer, or Lewis Grizzard, springtime is the land awakening. The March winds are the morning yawn. So there are a lot of different types. And then there's poems below, a whole bunch of them. You get to choose what you want to read. That's why I just put the whole link in there. Another thing I wanted to stress, because people thinking it's spring and there are still weather conditions out there. Last Wednesday, not yesterday, the week before, I drove up to Big Bear, and on the 210 West, there was a 7 to 10 car pileup. I counted a minimum of 7 cars, but I know it couldn't have been more than 10. It was horrible. Thank God it was on the other side of the highway that I was on. And then driving up 18 from 330 to 18 towards Running Springs, not quite that high yet, it was below the dam, there was a fatal car accident where a young person drove up the mountain and an old person drove down the mountain. The young person coming up the mountain, according to the witnesses, went over the double lane there where it says don't cross because you can't see the oncoming traffic. And the person, the elderly person coming down in an SUV, a much stronger vehicle than the one coming up, was on his side next to the mountain going down gently. Yet the little car from coming up swerved in over it across the double lane and the two had a head-on collision. The elderly gentleman only got injured lightly, but the young lady on the steering wheel got killed and the person in the car with her seriously injured. Due to the weather conditions, they could not even fly in with the medevac helicopter to pick up the survivor. They had to go with the ambulance up to the Big Bear Hospital and see if they could go from there after putting him into a stable position, if they could go from there down with a helicopter. But at the road there was no way. It was too windy, and that was around 9:40 some in the morning. So please be aware. There, according to the witnesses, as I said, there was still some ice, and I guess this young lady hit some ice, and it moved her car to the other side, and the gentleman couldn't slam on the brakes more than he did, because when I went down on Tuesday, just 2 days ago, I did see the skid marks, and I go, wow. So he really slammed on the brakes, but that car came so quickly in front of him, there was no way he could avoid it. So how does that mentally feel for the gentleman who's, I think it says 80, killing somebody? It was not really his fault. So that's why I'm saying be always prepared. Use your brain. Use your reactions. Don't talk and text on the phone when driving. Be cautious. Be awake. And if you're tired, pull over. I mean, those mountain roads have so many turnouts for the slow drivers or for the people who are tired, yet most people don't take advantage of it, and they actually endanger the people behind them. So having said all that and stating, yes, indeed, on the calendar, it's spring with the weather and all that, not quite yet. Be careful. Take care of self, of yourself. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered until next week. And if you have any questions, suggestions, you can email me at dythomson@gmail.com or telephone or voicemail me at, text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I will get back with you within 24 to 48 hours to help you out. Okay, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you later. Have a great day.